Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bix, Bernie Cummins, Joseph Meyer, and Peter DeRose and fulfill a request. Last week, March 14th, marked the birth in 1900 in Akron, Ohio, of Bernie Cummins. He started his musical career as a drummer, but as his group grew, Cummins took over its leadership and they played their first ballroom engagement at the Toadstool Inn in Indiana in 1919. Vocalists with the band included Bernie's younger brother Walter, Bell Mann, Dorothy Crane and the Sophisticates, and Scotty Marsh. The band recorded frequently for labels including Jeanette, Brunswick, Columbia, Victor, Vocalion, Bluebird, and Decca. In addition to extensive radio broadcasts, they enjoyed enormously popular engagements at hotels and nightclubs across the country, including the Aragon and Trianon Ballrooms and the Edgewater Beach and Blackstone Hotels, all in Chicago, the Radisson in Minnesota, the Muehlbach in Kansas City, the Roosevelt in New Orleans, the Baker in Dallas, and the Palace and St. Francis Hotels in San Francisco. They also played at entertainment parks, including Elitch's Gardens in Denver. The band was still together in the 1950s, playing the Las Vegas Strip. Bernie Cummins died in Palm Beach, Florida on September 22, 1986. Here's Bernie Cummins.
finally get off the line. If you're through, let me say a word or two. Boy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait till you see mine. You'll soon enough find out just why I rave about my pet. How I love her, my pet. Speaking of her, say, I bet there's nobody like my pet. Sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has she got it? She's got lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me cutely I'm set. Absolutely, so I bet with nobody but my pet.
Under those lonely skies, same as I do on Monday, but they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you, and oh, I fear you're never gonna know, unless the birdies tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time, time and again I'm blue, telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you. Thank you.
be, will be yours and mine, in rain or shine. Hope and pray that the day is fair. Come what may, we will share it. We'll just go on, smile and keep the show on, rain or shine.
One of my favorite groups, Bernie Cummins and his orchestra. We began our tribute to Bernie Cummins with Bernie performing double duty directing and providing the vocal on Little by Little from August 14, 1929. Little by Little was written by Harry M. Woods with the lyric by Billy Rose and William Raskin. Next, with the vocal trio of Bernie, Brother Walter, and Paul Roberts, trumpeter in the band, it was My Pet, recorded April 12, 1928. My Pet was composed by Milton Ager with the lyric by Jack Yellen and was followed by Paul Small vocalizing on Telling It to the Daisies, written by Harry Warren and Joe Young. That was Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra on April 16, 1930. We finished up with the trio once again and Rain or Shine from February 27, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played I've Had My Moments by Kay Webber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Listener Rich in Illinois sent in a request this past week for another Kay Webber record, and here it is.
Out in the woods where they could be alone, and Annie's cousin Fanny is still walking home.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie and Fanny were friends long ago, and everywhere that Annie went, Fanny would go. But Annie's boyfriend Harvey said, give us a break. They tried to shake Fanny, but Fanny wouldn't shake.
Oh, they couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, she'd go too. They couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny.
Well, here's the thing that Fanny did will give you a laugh. Fanny built a house, but it didn't have a bath. So Annie called around one day and she said to Fanny, that's a very funny house, my dear, it's so uncanny.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. She stays at home and waits for me all the time. You may know some girls named Annie that are divine, but you never saw a Fanny half as pretty as mine.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine.
But I'm sorry I haven't got it for them all in. Down and out, I'll send it to a friend. He'll be glad to lend you for them all in. Down and out, when I had a dollar, I was crazy to spend. If I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold it till he can say I'm your friend. For them all in, down and out. She's a cousin of mine, she's a cousin of mine. You can see her hang around in the old time, just like a bee, all the time a buzzin'. Ain't no harm to hug and kiss your cousin. I haven't got in about 10 years, that is a mighty long time. She's my mama's sister's child, just a cousin of mine. If I had it, you'd get it, but I'm sorry I haven't got it for them all in. Down and out, send you to a friend, he'll be glad to lend you for them all in. Down and out, when I had a dollar, I was crazy to spend. If I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold it till he says I'm your friend. For them all in, down and out. She's a cousin of mine, she's a cousin of mine. You can see her hang around in the old time, just like a bee, all the time a buzzin'. Ain't no harm to hug and kiss your cousin. I haven't got a kiss in about 10 years, that is a mighty long time. She's my mama's sister's child, just a cousin of mine. I be all the time, but there ain't no one to help and kiss your cutting. I haven't got a kiss in about 10 years. That is a mighty long time. She's my mama's sister child, just a cousin of mine.
Norman Woodleaf played and recorded with Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers, but rather than travel with the band, he chose to return to North Carolina to pursue drawing. But he continued recording and in 1938 formed his own musical group called the Four Pickled Peppers, which recorded 20 sides in 2 sessions for Bluebird. We heard She's a Cousin of Mine from the second session recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on August 22, 1939. Norman Woodleaf played guitar and sang the vocal, and there were actually 5 Peppers in the group in the second session: Woodleaf, Lonnie Austin, Haman Newman, Earl Taylor, and Dallas Hubbard. The first session was recorded in Rock Hill, South Carolina, on September 30, 1938. Before She's a Cousin of Mine, we heard Eddie Duchin and his Park Central Orchestra and My Cousin in Milwaukee from George Gershwin's Pardon My English, with the lyrics by Brother Ira Gershwin. The vocal refrain on that January 18, 1933 Brunswick recording was Gertrude Neeson. We began that cousin set with a request of listener Rich in Illinois for Glenn Miller's risque composition, at least at the time, Annie's Cousin Fanny. That was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in their final session for the American Record Corporation in Brunswick on May 21, 1934. Glenn Miller sang the vocal along with a chorus including Kay Weber.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa, of... That's right, Leon Bix Beiderbecke. His father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist, so he had piano lessons, but after hearing recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after-hours trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz and poor grades resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he returned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkett Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Goldkett Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, he joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. His hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize, and he worked playing piano with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. Bix died on August 6, 1931, at 9:30 p.m. Here are 3 featuring Bix Beiderbecke. Thank you. Big Spiderbeck and his gang, September 21st, 1928, and Rhythm Kings, written by Joe Hoover. Before that, it was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with a Frank Trumbauer Chauncey Morehouse composition, Cryin' All Day, recorded October 25th, 1927. We began our little tribute to Bix with Bix and his gang and Thou Swell from April 17th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 12th, marked the birth in Modesto, California in 1894 of composer Joseph Meyer. At age 13, he was sent to Paris, France to study violin, and after returning to the U.S. and graduating from Lowell High School in San Francisco, he worked in a San Francisco cafe, entertaining customers with his violin. He served in the Army during World War I, after which he worked in retail. His musical career started in 1921 when he moved to New York City in Tin Pan Alley. His first success came in 1922 when he collaborated with lyricist Harry Ruby and wrote My Honey's Love and Arms. The song was recorded by the California Ramblers, Benny Goodman, and Isham Jones. That same year, Meyer worked with lyricist Buddy DeSilva, and they produced California Here I Come, a hit for Al Jolson. Meyer contributed songs to several Broadway scores, including Big Boy, Just Fancy, Here's How, Ladyfingers, Charlotte's Review, Yes, Yes, Yvette, Ziegfeld Follies, and New Faces. He also contributed to the film scores of George White's Scandals of 1935, Remote Control, and Possessed. Other of his collaborators included Billy Rose, Ira Gershwin, Irving Caesar, Jack Yellen, Harry Ruby, Yip Harburg, Frank Lesser, and Al Dubin. Joseph Meyer died in New York City on June 22, 1987, at age 93. His hits include If You Knew Susie, Isn't It Heavenly, Falling in Love with You, Meadows of Heaven, Crazy Rhythm, Oh, I Didn't Know, It's an Old Southern Custom, It's Time to Say Goodnight, According to the Moonlight, and these.
Thank you. I'm with you, I feel so small. Right in my shell, I want to crawl. I wonder why I had to fall for you. Why do you make my life so tough? It seems I can't love you enough. You're so heavenly, much too much for me. I wish that I were twins, you great big baby kins, so I could love you twice as much as I do. I'd have four loving arms to embrace you, four eyes to idolize you each time I face you. With two hearts twice as true, what couldn't four lips do when four ears hear you saying I'm yours? You great big baby kins, I wish that I were twins, so I could love you twice as much as I do.
We began our tribute to Joseph Meyer with the Dixie Stompers, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, and Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, written by Meyer, Billy Rose, and Ballard MacDonald. That recording was made November 23, 1925. Next, it was Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, December 15, 1925, and A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, composed by Al Dubin and Joseph Meyer. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Billy Rose for Charlotte's Review of 1926. We finished up with Emil Coleman and his orchestra in 1934, and I Wish I Were Twins. I Wish I Were Twins was composed by Joseph Meyer with lyrics by Edgar Lang and Frank Lesser.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1900 in New York City of Peter DeRose. He was first taught music by his sister, and after graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School, he went to work at music publisher G. Recordian Company at 12 West 45th Street in New York. He became a performer on radio and appeared with his wife, Mary Singy Breen, on the NBC show Sweethearts of the Air, which was broadcast for over 15 years. He was a prolific composer, contributing songs to Broadway musicals, including Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928 and Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, and film scores including Song of Love and The Fighting Seabees. He collaborated with lyricists including Charlie Tobias, Mitchell Parrish, Benny Davis, Sam Lewis, and Stanley Adams. He died in New York City on April 23, 1953. Highlights from the DeRose catalog include Deep Purple, Muddy Water, Rain, Have You Ever Been Lonely, When I'm Walking With My Sweetness, When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver, and These.
my dear. One more thrill of desire, dear. Through the long night of rest, may my dreams be caressed by the one I love the best. One more kiss, then good night, dear. In your arms, hold me tight. And as long as we live, we'll take and we'll give. One more kiss, and then good night.
Thank you. So I just roll, roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. When it's a love, love affair, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, whether it's hot or cold, I don't care. When my sweetie turns me down, that don't worry me. So I just go, go along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long.
Last time we featured Peter DeRose, I played Harry Richmond's version of I Just Roll Along. This time it was Ben Burney and All the Lads on February 15th, 1928. Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot sang the Joe Trent lyric. Before that it was Chick Bullock with Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra and Somebody Loves You from March 8th, 1932. We began our little tribute to Peter DeRose with Dick Robertson providing the vocal on One More Kiss Then Goodnight from December 19th, 1931. Dick Robertson was backed on that recording by the Gene Cardos Band, credited on the label of that Crown 78 as Joel Shaw and his orchestra. The Gene Cardos Band recorded for Victor, which issued some of his records as By the Gloria Palace Orchestra, the Pan American Dance Orchestra, Dixon's Harlem Orchestra, and the Village Barn Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.